Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon to all my blessed beloveds out there in Radio Land. You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty, and guess what? I'm Rusty. Today is Humpty Hump Day, and I am super incredibly amazingly excited. It is a beautiful day out, and it's beautiful out. I don't even know what else to say. It looks like we're going to have a little bit of technical difficulty for a moment, but I will have that fixed. I raced out to have lunch with a friend of mine, and unfortunately we ran out of time, so we had to race back and eat lunch, and Bella's around my lap hoping that I dropped something. She's so excited. She's like, please, Mama, drop something. Drop something for me. So it's quite cute. She's a very silly dog. Today I have to say that there is this incredible wonder in the air for me. I'm very blessed, very, very thrilled. I have been asked not only to speak at a local venue at Laurel Mays Cottage at September 24th at 7 p.m., and it looks like we're booking it pretty fast, so we're going to have more than probably another day, so I'll be speaking twice. And I'm trying to fix the time on this. I was also asked to speak at a large expo in Hartford, Connecticut for gluten-free, well, it's actually gluten and allergen-free wellness event at the Marriott on October 5th, which is an all-day event. It's a huge gluten-free smorgasbord, so I'm really, really excited about that as well. So definitely, if you're not on my newsletter and if you're not a part of my world in the sense of, Facebook and social media and all that sort of stuff, get on it. Get on it and get on it fast because I am booking up. This year is incredible. I am grateful and blessed, and I can't even say any more about that. We are having, again, technical difficulties, so bear with me as I try to fix it. And what I'm going to do is try to fix it and pull Dr. Kathy Groover on. I'm totally excited about having her on. She is a guru of alternative medicine. She travels and speaks, and she also hosts a TV series called The Alternative Medicine Cabinet. And as you know, with my struggles with health, over the years, I believe in nothing other than alternative unless absolutely necessary. So I'm looking forward to having her come on while I try to fix this technical glitch. Kathy, are you there?
I am here. How are you doing?
I'm groovy. How are you?
I'm groovy too.
Welcome to the East Coast. I know it's morning time for you, you West Coast girl.
It is. It's beautiful. You're a little bit overcast. We've had some really hot weather, which is unusual for me in Santa Barbara, because we're coastal. Uh-huh. But no, it's been gorgeous here. Gorgeous here.
Yay! Yeah, we're starting. Fall is starting to creep in a little bit. I wrote about that in my blog this week. We're starting to get a little bit of that fall creep where it's starting to get crisp, and you want to pull out your favorite sweaters, but you don't want to let go of your flip flops and that New England cross that we carry this time of year.
Oh, no, I miss that so much. New England's one of my favorite places. I grew up in Pittsburgh, I very much miss that shift from summer to fall and the breaking out of the clothes and the taking the screens out of the window and putting the glass in and, pulling the winter clothes. I love that feeling of fall, and we don't get it here. We don't have trees that change color. We have trees that change color, and people stop and take pictures, which is hysterical, of, our one deciduous tree.
Right. I'm from Miami, so I totally get it. I totally get what you're saying. When you've lived in both worlds, you kind of scratch your head going, what?
Yeah,
all right, exactly. I want to make sure that I get you on. For some reason, it's only booked us for 15 minutes, which means that we're going to, if I can't get this fixed, we'll have to come back on at 1:30. That's crazy. I apologize.
Oh,
I hope
okay.
You are accessible. But tell us who you are and what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm Kathy Groover. I have a PhD in natural health. I have a doctorate as a traditional naturopath. I have a medical massage and natural health practice here in Santa Barbara. Just finished up my hypnotherapy training. I've written 4 books. A couple have won some awards. I just got my 4th award for my book on stress. And I go around the country and I lecture and I teach and I write. And the TV show was amazing and should start airing any day now. We're in post-production for that. So that's going to be a national show all on alternative medicine. So it's thrilling. I'm happy to be here and, you know, share what I can with your listeners and have a good conversation with you.
Very cool. And shamelessly plug yourself.
Oh, go ahead. Sure. My very first book, The Alternative Medicine Cabinet, has won 2 awards, and it's basically a compendium of natural health. It's everything you wanted to know about things like Reiki, homeopathics, the cancer treatment, weight loss, nutrition, a little bit of mind-body medicine thrown in. Really excited about that book. My next book was specifically for body workers because my background started out in massage. I have still a passion for massage, so I wrote a book on stress and mind-body specifically for other health practitioners. I thought, you know, that's how I got into the mind-body connection, was putting my hands on people. And for others who are in that field who want to expand their practice and what they can do with their clients, I wrote that for them. And Conquer Your Stress with Mind-Body Techniques is my latest. It just won its 4th award, so I'm very excited about
that.
Wow,
very cool.
It's a buffet of stress options and mind-body medicine options, probably about 60 of things you can do either by yourself or with a practitioner. So very mm-hmm. excited to share that. And, I wrote a book on business for other practitioners. I'm working on my next book right now. And my website is thealternativemedicinecabinet.com. You can check out my newsletter. I've got tons of free health info on there, links to past shows. I'll put this on there when we have it up. And, you can get all my books there. I have a massage DVD, Therapeutic Massage at Home, Learn to Rub People the Right Way.
Learn to Rub People the Right Way. We're going to definitely get into that. But what I'm going to do in about 2 seconds is I think we're going to start, I'm going to have everybody hang up and we're going to plug back in. I'm just trying to get this. If for some reason, and I apologize to all of the listeners are having time difficulties here. In a second, let me do it. Okay. So what did you want to be as a child?
An actor.
You wanted to be an actor? What kind? Comedy or serious?
All of it. All of it.
You just done it all.
All of it. I got on stage in 5th grade, and I haven't stepped off yet. I actually left Pittsburgh and moved to Hollywood to pursue the acting career. And I always had this parallel path of the acting and the healing. So even when I was mm-hmm. in Los Angeles doing tons of theater and children's theater and some independent films, a bunch of commercials, I was doing massage on the side. So I always had this parallel life, and it looks like the healing thing won out. And I always wondered, where did that acting bug go? I mean, I was a theater major. You know, I gave up everything back east and moved to Hollywood. And I realized
right.
with every radio show I'm on, every lecture I give, every class I teach, I'm performing. I make it fun and funny and engaging because anyone can stand up in front. You've seen those lectures where they stand there and go, blah, 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 and you're ready to fall asleep.
Right.
I
we call
that
the happy
that.
Clappy.
horrible. Like, oh, please, bring the hook out. So I want to make
right.
it fun. You know, people learn through humor, and I love making my clients laugh. I still do improv occasionally. My husband and I are hysterical. We're like a sitcom in our house at all times. So the acting thing, that's what I want to do. I wanted to be a veterinarian for about 6 months, and then my hamster died, and I cried for 2 weeks and realized I liked well animals, not sick animals, so veterinarian was probably out of the question.
That's very cute. So we have about 6 minutes left to part one. Part two will start at 1:30, just about 15 minutes. And I apologize again for all of the listeners out there. But if you have questions for Dr. Gruber, call 347-205-9443 in about 20 minutes, and she will be able to answer your questions. What inspired you to become a TV host, aside from your desire to be an actor and a desire mm-hmm. to be a living veterinarian versus dealing with the dead? What was the motivating factor there?
Well, you know, when you're a solitary practitioner like I am, where you see one client at a time, you're only
mm-hmm.
educating that one client at a time. And then
right.
I started writing articles locally, and I was reaching a couple thousand. And then I started writing national articles, and I was reaching even more. And I ended up being privileged enough to be a guest on the morning show, The Balancing Act, on Lifetime Television. And I was talking about my book, and one of my old actor friends wrote to me, and he said, oh, my God, you're so good on camera. You really need to be doing this again. Hey, why don't you have a show, and you can call it the Alternative Medicine Cabinet, and you can be the host? And I wrote back and said, Sid, what do you think I'm working towards? But it was just so funny because everybody saw me in that role. And through the miracle of karma or fabulous reality or coincidence or hard, whatever it was, I ended up having an opportunity to pitch my show to a network down in L.A. Old murder mystery friend of mine said, I want to pitch this show. And they loved it. They loved the fact that I had the acting background. They loved the book. At that point, I had a series of YouTube videos out so they could see how I was on camera. And, you know, we started working on it, and it took us, I mean, it's been years in the making. It's been years. And I think it's probably been a year and a half since we filmed it. We're still in post. I mean, it's such a slow process, and I'm very impatient. So this has been a good lesson for me in letting it go.
I love how you're honest about that, though. Yeah.
Oh, I'm a type A control freak. Oh, yes, only child. Yeah, no, everyone in the world should clear things with me before they make a decision. That's such a great lesson of relinquishing that control. And that's the key with stress is we can't control the stress. We control our reaction to it. So I can either get impatient and freak out and bug the guy every 2 days going, what's happening, what's happening, what's happening? Or I can say, you know what, when it happens, it'll go.
That's great. That's great. And again, we're going to run out of time, but talk to me a little bit about the inspirational moment, that cosmic 2x4 where you were just smacked in the head, this is absolutely, totally what I'm going to do when I grow up. If you've even grown up, because I've decided I don't think I ever will.
Yeah, you know, and I don't know if there's a decide what you want to do. I mean, because 6 months ago I said, I'm going to do hypnosis, and I signed up for a hypnotherapy course. You know, I'm constantly evolving and growing, and if it was up to me, I'd be in school all the time. I go back to Harvard every year and study mind-body medicine, and the more I know, the more I can help other people. And I told a client last night, she said, you're my idol. And I'm like, oh, please don't say that. you don't know the bad things that I have. We all have our negative sides. I have three futures ahead of me from what I can see. At some point, you know, the massage practice, I'm only going to be able to do it for so long before my body goes, no. I could see having a massage school and teaching others what I've learned over the last 2 decades. I could totally see that. I could see transitioning more into the hypnotherapy and doing that as a full-time thing. And I have the media aspect of what I do, and I can see having a large talk show like Dr. Phil or Dr. Oz, or you know, going around the country as I do now, but on a bigger scale, lecturing and teaching, and I want to keep writing. So I don't know what combination of those three futures I have. Maybe all three at the same time. You know, you could be 90 and still writing books. And so I don't see the word retire. It doesn't even enter my vocabulary. I don't understand what that means because I love what I do, and I can't imagine not doing some aspect of it. So I don't think there was a 2x4. I think there's been multiple wood chips thrown at me over the years that have gone, ooh, you know, and I see new things, and I want to learn about them to help the people on my table, the people listening to your show, the people I talk to on cruise ships or in, you know, conference rooms. It's all a learning experience to me.
Very cool. We have about 90 seconds, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to close off of part eight, and in a few minutes, if you can dial back in. You have the number this time, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. No, I apologize. My assistant, we booked out until 2015, and there should be a Google reminder with all that information there, and some people haven't gotten it, so I apologize.
No problem. Sure.
But you're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty, and we are thrilled. I am thrilled to have Dr. Kathy Gruver on. She's a pretty groovy lady, and we're going to talk to her in a few minutes on the other side. So tune back in at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty.